The kana had a number of holes in it like a sifter. The holes combined to create a majority, which would thereby make it a trefa. Rav Yirmi asked, the Braita that discusses holes in the skull says that the holes combined to reach the size needed to make a trefa for a piece of the skull missing. Here too, we should say that the many holes in the kana should combine to the size of an iser, which is the size that it's missing, would make it a trefa, and should make it a trefa even if the majority of the circumference of the kana is not cut. And Rav Yirmi forgot what was said by Rav Chelba and Rav Chaim bar Goy and Rav Rav, that when holes are created by a missing piece of the kana, they're combined and measured for the iser measurement. When the holes are punctures but don't have a piece of the kana missing, they're combined and measured for based on the majority of the circumference. Rav Chana and Rav Shulman Levi said if a narrow strip of the skin running down the kana was removed, it can all combine to the size of an iser and makes it a trefa, even though it's actually much narrower than an iser. Rav Yisrael bar Chaimani asked Rav Shulman Levi regarding the halacha of a kana that had many small holes like a sifter, and Rav Shu responded like Rav Chelba had said. What's the halacha regarding a bird that has many holes in its kana? As Rav Yisrael bar Chaimani said, Rav Elazar explained to him that we cut around the area of the holes, leaving it slightly attached to the kana as a flap, and we then fold this flap over the kana. If it can cover the majority of the opening of the kana, the bird is trefa, and if it cannot, it is not a trefa. The Mar says if an animal's kana was cut and formed like a door-like flap, so if it's wide enough for an iser to fit into it, it's a trefa. If the kana was split down its length, Rav said, even if it only a set of three rings at the top and three rings at the bottom that remain intact, the animal is still kosher. When this was repeated to Rabbi Yechon, he disagreed, and he said that if even the most minute amount was left intact at the top and at the bottom, it's kosher. They told Rabbi Yechon, that Rabbi Yonason said, like he had said. So Rabbi Yosef told Rabbi Yechon in front of Rabbi Yechon that said the entire neck of the animal is kosher for shechita, but from the large ring, which fully encircles the kana, all the way until where the kana reaches the lower sections of the lungs. Rava said, when the Braita says lower section, it means the upper section, which is the lower section when the animal is hanging from its feet. Rava said it has to be this way, because I hold that the area valid for shechita is the area of the kana that enters the neck when the animal bends its head to graze, but not when it's forced to do so beyond that point by a person. Clearly, then, so the lower section refers to the upper section, because the kana near the truly lower section of the lungs never makes it into the area of the neck. Rav Chanina or Rav Chanani asked, what if the animal forces itself to stretch more than usual? Would any part of the that enters the neck be kosher for shechita? Take kublai v'tashayla. Zakti Gemara, Bi'echon Rish Lakish was sitting and said, if the shechit forces the simonim into the neck from lower down in the chest and shechs at that point of the simonim, the shechita is puzzle. Also, if the kana got a hole below the area of the beginning of the breast, it has the status of a hole in the lung. A Braita says the breast, which has to be given to the kohen as a present when an animal is shechted, is the area that faces the ground from the neck to the keres. Two ribs are cut off on the two sides, and the entire piece is then given to the kohen. Okay, the Mishnah then said nikiv krim shel moyach. Rav Shmuel both say that a hole in the outer membrane makes the animal a trefa, even if there's no hole in the inner membrane. Others say it's only a trefa if there's also a hole in the inner membrane. Mar says Rav Shmuel ben Pazi and Rav Shmuel Levi and Rav Kapar said all the matter in the skull is considered to be moyach, brain. All matter beyond that point is considered to be spinal cord. What's considered to be the end of the skull? So Rav Yisrael ben Nachmani said, Rav Shmuel Levi explained to me that there are two things that look like beans in that area. From the beans and inward, it's considered to be the brain. From the beans and outward, it's considered to be the spinal cord. However, I'm not sure regarding the matter opposite the beans themselves, but logically we'll say that it's considered to be brain as well. Rav Yirmi examined a bird and found two bean-like pieces near the skull as well. Mishnah then said, Nikav Halev Lebeis Chaloloi. Rav Zeira asked, does this even refer to a hole that goes into the small chamber of the heart, the only hole that goes into the large chamber of the heart? Rabbi said to him, our Mishnah said, Rav Shimon said, a hole that penetrates into the base hasimponois, the bronchial tubes, makes the animal a trefa. This was explained in the name of Rav to mean that the hole penetrates into the primary, the large bronchial tubes. The same would be true for the heart as well. The Mar says the bias proof is not correct. Regarding the lungs, Rav Shimon said, base hasimponois, using the plural, which suggests that the area where all the bronchial tubes empty into, which are the primary bronchial tubes. Regarding the heart, the Mishnah says, base chaloloi, the singular, which may even therefore refer to a smaller chamber. With regard to the knei halev, the pipe of the heart, Rav says even the smallest hole in it will make it a trefa. Shmuel says it only becomes a trefa if the majority is cut. What is the knei halev? So Rav Bar Yitzchok, the name of Rav, said it's the fat on the walls of the lungs. Amemar, in the name of Rav Nachman, said there are three pipes that branch off from the kana after it enters into the area of the chaza. One goes to the heart, one goes to the lungs, one goes to the liver. The pipe to the lungs is treated like the lungs. The pipe to the liver is treated like the liver. With regard to the pipe to the heart, Rav and Shmuel argue like we just said. Mar Bar Chia said the reverse. The pipe to the lungs is treated like the liver. The pipe to the liver is treated like the lungs. With regard to the pipe to the heart, there's a machlokes. Rav Chia Bar Yosef told Shmuel, he told Shmuel what Rav had said regarding the knei halev. Shmuel strongly disagreed with Rav's view. Mishnah then said, Nishbar HaShedra. Bryce says, Rebbe says an animal is a treif if the majority of its spinal cord was cut. Rebbe Yaakov said, it's a treif if the spinal cord had even the smallest puncture. In practice, Rebbe followed the view of Rebbe Yaakov. Rehuna said, Allah does not follow Rebbe Yaakov. What does it mean that the majority, meaning the majority of what part of the spinal cord? So Rav said it means the majority of the skin around the cord. Others say it's the majority of the cord inside the skin. In fact, the others would agree that cutting of the majority of the skin would also make it a trefa. Would Rav agree that cutting the majority of the cord within the skin make it a trefa? And where I said, we find that Nivli said in the name of Rav that it's only the majority of the skin that makes it a trefa. We find that Rav paskin that this way in an actual case as well. So Rav Rechana, in the name of Shuman Levi, said, if the inside of the spinal cord liquefied, which means that it could be poured out like water, it's a trefa. Also, if it became soft, which means it couldn't stand on its own, it's a trefa. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, what if it can't stand on its own because of its weight? Take about the shayla. Marcel and the yeshiva of Rab, they said if it became soft, it's a trefa. If it lost some matter, it remains kosher. From where Bryce says, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that if it lost matter, it's a trefa. Marcel Bryce actually said if it became soft, it's a trefa. Fekmar Levi once announced regarding a certain person that he lost matter of the cord, of his cord due to an injury. Presumably, he said this to make known that this person had become a trefa and can't live. Abaye said, no, he announced it because this type of injury causes the person to no longer have children, but he could still live. Fekmar, how far down does the spinal cord go and it's still classified for these purposes as a spinal cord? So Rabbi Yehuda Neimah Shmuel said, until the area of the cord that goes between the branches that branch off from the cord. Rav Din Bar Yitzchak asked Rabbi Yehuda to show him how far down the spinal cord goes. He tried to locate it in the animals, but he couldn't because of the conditions of the animals that were brought. They had some type of condition. He therefore told him that Shmuel said that a break in the spinal cord from the neck until the first section of branches makes the animal a trefa. A break in the third section leaves the animal a kosher. With regard to the second section, he said he did not know. In fact, Mar Avuna, the son of Yeshua, asked, when he said until, did he mean to include the first section along with the part of the first section? Papa asked, if he did not mean to include the first section along with the part above it, then what about a break at the point where the first branches branch out? Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, if he meant to include the first section along with the part above it, then what's the halacha if there was a break in the branch itself? After more, Rabbi says that the branch is considered to be like the flesh. Presumably this refers to the first and the second branches, and answers Rabbi Yirmiyah. Mar says it's not a good answer because the Bryce may be referring to only the third set of branches. Mar says with regard to the spinal cord of a bird, Rabbi Yani said it extends until below the wings. Rish Lakish said it only extends until between the wings. Uzo said he once saw Ben Azai examine the spinal cord of a bird. When he got to the area between the wings, a messenger from the Nasi came to summon him. He immediately left to go to the Nasi. Uzo said, I don't know if he stopped at that area between the wings because he held that that's all that has to be examined, or if he stopped there out of respect for the Nasi to go and appear before him as he was summoned to do.